Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Aloha from the beautiful big island of Hawaii. I'm here. It's just sunrise. Yes, I got my batukas up very early to be here with you today. The sun's trying to find a rising place here, but there's a lot of overcast from, I'm sure you've heard, the big volcano that erupted. And I'm looking out and seeing chickens walk in our yard and hearing the rooster crow. What a great way to start the day, huh? It's just simply beautiful. We're absolutely fine. We're on the other side of the island and have not been affected at all, except for a day trip we were planning on doing today. So anyway, so happy to be here with you. And I think I'm going to bring my beautiful producer, Stephen, on because he has something he would like to share with you. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dee.
Hi, Stephen. What would you like to say to everybody?
I would like to give a big thank you to everybody in the community who has either purchased my products from Far Out Foods or has started following me and promoting me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and just everybody who's been sending me love and good vibes towards the business. It's taken off pretty well, and we're growing. And I also want to throw in there that, you know, for those that don't know, we have four products: Cajun Sprinkle, Greek seasoning called Groovy Greek, Righteous Ranch you can make ranch dip out of, and also Totally Taco makes good Southwest dishes. We have a new one coming out called Luscious Lemon Pepper. It'll be out in 2 weeks. It has 100% pure organic lemon juice powder in it, so it's very lemony and delicious. And we also have a dry rub coming out, and you can check all that out on our website at www.faroutfoods, and it's foods with a Z, FOODZ.com. And of course, check us out on social media as well. We're listed on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as Far Out Foods. And that's it.
Yes, thank you all for supporting that. And I can come forward and personally attest to the quality and amazing taste of these products. Thank you, Stephen. We all love you. Thank you. All righty. So I have so much to share with you today. First of all, you know, I made a list of everything I wanted to create this year. Swear to God, almost everything on this list I've created, and I'm happy to announce that one of those things is a TED Talks. I really want to get out and speak more. That's, you know, a big focus of mine this year for pay and in front of people who want the message, get the message, are able to receive the message, and really get this work out. And so I'm glad to say I just booked a TED Talks in October in Cape May, New Jersey. So I'm incredibly excited about that. And you should be too, because it's, again, a testimony like my commercial. Now, I'm clear that I should have said booked many commercials this year and booking many commercials. So I'm switching that up and changing that. But it's a real testimony to all of us that if you make a list, you get yourself into alignment. And after the last webinar, we know what that means. and really keep your focus and feeling good about it, things get created, guys. Things get created. So yippee for me. Creation Station is 3/4 filled already. I'm so jazzed that, you know, we're stepping forward so quickly. Happens in August. Check it out. Check everything out on imdwallace.com. If you want to email personally, go to imdwallace.com and send us an email, guys. We try and get back to everybody. So please, you know, if you're called to learn this work, practice this work, really delve into this work on a personal basis in a lot bigger way. We have a blast at Creation Station. We laugh, we expand. It's such an empowering weekend. And there are payment plans. It's incredibly reasonable, guys, anyway. Most people for weekend workshops, you know, out there are charging up to $10,000 for a weekend. You know me, and I try and keep it possible for everybody, and it's $600, and there are payment plans available. So if you're even remotely called, please email, and we'll get back to you. And the next webinar is being switched. And if you're switched, you know, your energy, if you're working with testing in any way, it's going to be thrown off. You won't test correctly because your energy is kind of upside down. But I have more information about being switched after I tell you the next news. Okay, so you all know what's been going on if you're reading the e-blast with my mortgage and the bank calling and telling me, well, we're doubling your mortgage. And I took a real hit on that, which, of course, allowed me to go into being switched. So I brought myself back. And as soon as I was back in my power, I went, well, this is silly. If you read the e-blast tomorrow, you'll really get a complete breakdown about all of it. But it was really a sense memory from my childhood, from my 5-year-old little girl who had to go to the door and hear the man say, you're going to lose your home if your parents don't pay their rent, right? So the little girl in me absolutely went into a panic. And I realized the only parents that we would be talking about today is me. And my intention is to always, like I always have, pay. So you see, it didn't have any basis in my life today. And so I did all the work and I had made all the appointments. And now I feel great because I know all my options and I know everything's going to be handled successfully. But I still kept feeling this anxiety, what I called anxiety. And I got on the plane and I went, I don't understand this. I'm back in my power and I've handled it. I know everything's well. I feel pretty peaceful about this. Why am I in such anxiety? And the channel on the airplane, so don't think there's any place you can't channel, says to me, you're not anxious, you're apprehensive. And I said, about what? Now, listen, because this will blow your mind. I was apprehensive because I saw that life was easy, that creation is easy. And it was causing me apprehension because I had never defined myself as the creator of an easy life. Yeah. I hope you're all having a V8 moment out there. If we have defined life as the struggle to create it, if we need to be warriors for creating our life. We will never know that creation is truly easy. Yeah, they're giving me the... And God said, let there be light. You know, it wasn't a really big deal. And then there was light. That's easy. Now, when we know that creation is easy, we give ourselves the freedom from our own self-limitation, because we're the gods of us. So then we can be free from that definition of I'm the god of me who needs to struggle and work really hard to create the life I want, to I'm the god of me that knows the creation of my life is easy and effortless and joyful. No, they don't like the word effortless. Scratch that, easy and joyful. And it allows us to know, literally, to know, not to hope, not to believe, to know. Know is the highest word of all of them. That we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. Our hearts are always open because it's so joyful to create, because it's so easy to create. So, about 5 minutes ago, as I'm sitting here watching the sun come up, the channel says, oh, by the way, this is the basic belief behind all limiting core beliefs on your sheets. Oh, just some other smaller little ditty to bring on the show today. So I want you to realize how much we're expanding. This is the way the work works. We get understandings that we can handle and open into and start embracing. And when we do that, then we get to expand more and get higher understanding. So that makes sense that if we have a belief, a core belief, that creation is hard, it's going to create all the other beliefs that are on our sheets. And again, you can get the sheets by ordering the Balance podcast in the store at imdwallace.com. Okay, so if we remain in the creation is hard and a struggle and I have to really work to create, that creates us getting switched. So when we let go and know that creation's easy, we don't go into the struggle, which supports us and supports our energy in not getting switched. Isn't it incredible how it all works together? You know, and I'm reading James Comey's book, Higher Loyalty, I think is the name of it. And he talks in there about integrity and well, something that I'm going to write about. And it dovetails right into our work about the belief systems that we own. I also just finished a magazine book called The Science of Getting Rich. And they list a money list. They call it the money list of all money lists. And I swear to you, two things that are in that list from all the experts are love yourself and retrain your brain. So if you have any question, we're on the wrong track. I think unequivocally we can say no. That's how the universe talks to you about the things you're wanting to create. Okay, so here's the statement. I am the creation of easy creation, and I love it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I am the creation of easy creation, and I love it. And so it is. Okay, we're going to the calls, and we're going to start with Jay in North Carolina. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good morning, Dee. I'm well, thank you.
Good.
And what a coincidence. I'm from Cape May, New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you can make it then.
Well, I haven't been up there in a while, and I'm really surprised that there's a TED Talk going on up there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a very highly respected one also, and they get their stuff out on, you know, the Internet, and it's just really something that I really, really wanted to create this year. So here we are. What can we do for you, baby?
Well, I'm wanting to create this year too, but I'm feeling I think the word apprehensive is perfect for it.
apprehensive and anxious. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So there's one thing within you that you need to get into alignment and shift. Hold on, sheets. But could you give me a song, sir? Any song that pops in.
All on the Watchtower.
All along the Watchtower. Okay. There's too many limitations you're still holding from old religion, Jay.
Okay.
So talk to me about that. What were you raised? What religion were you raised with?
Well, my parents were Catholic, but I mean they did a great job of keeping me away from church. So it's probably lack of religion, really.
No, I get a no on that.
Okay.
They did a great job of keeping you away from church, but the genetic energy of the old beliefs. See, what the channel is saying is the more we resist, the more our focus goes to that. Like the little shop of horrors, you know, I always use that. If nobody had fed the damn thing, it would have died and never eaten anybody. But they kept focused. Okay, your parents, by keeping you away from something, were still focused on what they wanted to keep you away from. And so there are a lot of limiting messages about us not having the power to create that we get from religion. And
okay,
when I say your parents knew they were the gods of themselves, I get a big no, which means if we don't know that we're the god of ourselves, somebody else out there or something else out there has to be responsible for what happens to us, good or bad. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So the channel is suggesting that you talk to your little boy and go, look,
okay,
we're not going against anything that God said, but we are redirecting and re-knowing and refocusing a lot of what religion said, of what man said. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So we're invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth, and the violet flame and the golden light. That was for everybody, by the way, of course, as everything on this show is. We all come together. It's all ours. So, good. Everybody just balance that. Thank you for bringing that in, Jay. And that, they're saying if you just deal with that and start saying, I am the creation of me, and know that it's easy and effortless, like we brought in. Oh, correcting me again. They want me to lose that word. Because effortless in our brain focuses on the effort, and they don't want us to do that anymore. Okay. I love it when I get corrected right in front of my entire community. All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Start working and playing with that. You'll see the shift.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. You bet. Miss Deka, I love it. I'm hearing from all these people I haven't heard from in a while. How are you, baby?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Now, I've had some, I mean, I'm doing the work every morning about the horror line before I get out of bed, and all my old stuff, and I am the wellness, I am the light of love. However, I notice that I can create almost there, but never really there. Because
okay.
The,
because of what?
Well, the SAG-AFTRA, I'm on the SAG-AFTRA Spring Magazine. My picture's in there for being in My Favorite Husband, and I've been randomly selected to be on the SAG Awards Nominating Committee, which that all makes, I mean, I find that delightful, but there's no money in it. I don't, on my list of, you know, getting commercials, getting a powerful agent, getting the work I love to do and love.
Yeah, but Deka, on
yeah.
that list is not money.
Money.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you remember back in class, I used to read from a book called Do It about creating. It's a really funny book, guys, if you want to. A funny read about creation. But remember there was a story about the actor and he said, I want a job. So he got a job for no money being
uh-huh.
a banana or something in a supermarket.
Oh.
And then he said, oh, no, I don't want that kind of job. I want to be a big actor. So he put on 50 pounds. Right?
Yeah.
You have to say, I'm an actor who makes a lot of money. And I'm creating money every place I go, and everything I touch turns into money. How much money do you want a year, DK? You see the channel saying you haven't even figured that out.
Seven-figure income. I've got that one written down.
What,
and
you mean
I
a million?
Also,
like a million or over?
Oh, a million or over easily, yeah. I got
okay,
big plans.
When I say you think that's possible, I get a no.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, what do you think is possible by the end of this year?
Honestly, what comes up is about $10,000, which is crap.
Okay. Well, but you see, that's good because that shows you where your limitation is. You know, guys, I can't say, you know what, I want to be purple tomorrow. I want to just try it, what it's like to be purple in purple skin. Right? We have to ask for what we believe is possible and then expand from that once we create around that, then we have the knowing to expand it. So,
well, what also something that I've wanted to do, I've got the money to do it, is get something that Joe Vitale recommended about the lotto. Time I think about that, I see a church. I know it must be some old religious belief that, oh, God, it couldn't be that easy and it can't come from...
Exactly. Exactly, which is why we're apprehensive when we start seeing how easy life can be.
Well,
and you're right on. You think
can
God
channel
doesn't...
how to let go of these limiting beliefs.
Yes, you replace them.
I don't want to have these beliefs anymore that keep
then
me...
Then what
at...
do you want? What do you want?
I want a seven-figure income. I deserve
no,
it,
what
and
do you,
I love
what
myself.
Do you, what do you want, Deka, around the belief of money?
I want to be able to do the work that I love to do. I want, you know, a ranch in Montana, a ranch in L.A.
Okay.
I want to be able to give millions of dollars to PETA and animal rights. I want to, you know, give to the world education and about caring about animals, people.
Okay, I want everybody, like Deka, if you're interested in this, go pick up Napoleon Hill's book on getting rich. It's the Bible that started all Bibles, guys. He literally lists out the steps for you to take that you do daily. It was his was the beginning of The Secret and all of that stuff.
I've got that tape. I'm playing it now.
Yes, I've got that tape. When I say you're doing it, you're not doing it, Deka. Have you made the list?
I've made the list. I know all the 10 positive things that we do every day, and I'm working on that thing when
you
I have
not
bed at
put
night.
Money. You have not put money on that list. I want you to put, I know it's possible to make $100,000 this year. Now, this year is from this time to a year from this time.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
I know it's possible because right now that's where, and we're not allowing ourselves to know it's possible, guys, because then it will be easy. And if it's easy, who are we? We won't know who we are anymore because we've defined creation in ourselves as struggling. So I know it's possible to be the creation of easy creation and focus on that and feel into that. And don't be afraid to say, I want more money and I am creating more money now. And universe, I don't care how. It's bring it to me in a lotto, let somebody leave it to me, let me get a great commercial, let me act and do the stuff I love to do. I don't care. All those ways. We can use all those ways. Give me more opportunities to make more money. And it's easy. And it's joyful. All right.
Okay, so I'm writing it down and I got it.
Tweak those things and start working with those things for about a month, Deka.
Okay.
Okay. And then call me back.
I will. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, we're all really learning how to put this in practice, guys. And that's our challenge right now. We know it. We've read it. We've studied it. Okay, I'll give you a good example. I was at the Science Fiction Weekend, and my God, was that just last week? And, you know, I kept saying, why I'm not doing as well. I don't understand. Why are there not more people at my table? And I would look at all the people at the table to the right and the people at the table across the hall, and about 2 hours later, I went, oh, my God, I teach this, and I'm doing the opposite of what I'm supposed to be doing. And I started saying, I love everybody. I love people at my table. I have more than people, you know, at my table than I can even handle. I'm making more money than I've ever made here before. And literally, like within an hour, everything shifted. But I had to say and focus what I wanted, not on what was appearing in front of my eyes that I didn't want. Okay, we're going to area code 305-773, but I don't have a name. Who's here? Area code 305-773. Anybody here? Hello?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
My name is Seema.
Hello, Seema. Well, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for the channel, darling?
Yes, I want to ask about relationship with this guy. His name is Arjun. And everything was going good, and then all of a sudden he just, decided to, take a step back. And he said he's going to focus on himself. So I wanted to see if things would change with that.
Well, You see, that's not really the work I do. Things can change around anything, Seema,
mm-hmm.
if you both get yourselves in alignment.
Okay.
Now, we always go to ourselves. We never go to the other person. Is it true that you have a tendency to attract to yourself relationships that break up or leave? Is this a pattern in your life?
Yes.
Okay. So that tells you you're the common denominator. So let's get to the core belief around what is creating this, because you have to switch that in you so that you can attract a man who wants to commit to a relationship with you. But you've got to shift this in you first. We're going here, here. Yeah. Okay. This is so interesting. Everybody listen. So, well, I think I just lost her, but I'm going to finish this anyway, because this is for everybody. Basically, Stephen, am I on? Can people hear me? Because it sounds weird over here. All righty.
No, you're on, Dee. You're fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks. So basically, why she couldn't attract someone to her is because she's in the process of learning that she's her own creator. And she keeps looking for a guy to create her. In other words, I can't create me without you. And if you are in this work of expansion, you're going to get caught then in between I am my own creator and I need other people and other things outside of myself to help me create who I am. So, in a relationship, guys, what we want is to attract people who are self-creators in themselves and completing themselves, and we are completing ourselves, and so we choose to share our completion with the other person, but we don't need them to define who we are. I hope everybody gets the difference of that. So, I am the God of me. I am complete in myself. I don't need you to create my freedom and love and completion. But I want to share my completion with your completion. And so it is. That was really valuable. Okay, and it's come up in my life lately in helping someone too. Miss Paula in California, you're on.
Hi. I have a question. It's really about Alzheimer's. And I think it totally relates to everything that we're talking about. You know, like, I feel like we're talking about, we have all been switched, like, for thousands of years into, you know, like, we give our power away. We don't realize that we're the creators. And we're, like, in this process of switching that back to, like, we trust the universe and, you know, we create. And so my question about, like, Alzheimer's is that, like, this process of slowly, like, disappearing yourself?
No, this is great. We've never looked into Alzheimer's. And actually, the channel is saying that would be a really good subject to do a webinar on, because they have a lot of information for us. But right now, you are definitely on the right track. Okay, they want to give us the highest information, piece of information they can give us right now. sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Apocalypse Now.
Okay. And right before you said that, what I heard was one of the biggest causes of Alzheimer's is all the toxins that we are dealing with in the world, not just physical. So mental toxins would be, you know, you're not your own creator. You don't have any power over you. Physical toxins, the heavy metals in our brains, the toxins in our food, right, that get into our bloodstream and then affect the brain. Spiritual toxins, all the fear they're saying in the world right now, the lack of dignity, the lack of integrity. Those are interesting words around Alzheimer's. So any way that we are poisoning ourselves, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. Attribute all those, right? Yes. Attributes to this huge increase in Alzheimer's.
Is it possible to, like, if we just say, like, you know, going forward, we, like, I am my divine blueprint. And so you, like, because isn't your body, like, created, like, you know, you're not, like, persistently solid. It's like a refresh.
Changing all the time. Yep.
Yes. And so we just, like, hold the, and really feel that I am my divine blueprint. And so then your brain.
But then that blueprint has to be designed, Paula, because God is everything. God is everything. So it can be the blueprint of sickness. It can be the blueprint of health. That's why that parallel trajectory that they talked about in the last webinar is so important. I am the parallel trajectory of the divine blueprint of wellness, mental acuity, alertness, knowing, right? And make sure everything on that blueprint is written out and understood by your subconscious and your brain.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Just because we use the word divine and God doesn't mean it's positive, guys, in our verbiage, because God is everything, and God does not look at anything is positive or negative. It only looks at the creation. Our definition of God is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. And then you choose within that, which is why your choice is so important. You choose within that the God of you that you want to be. What did you start to say, darling?
That is so key. You know, because I wasn't even thinking of that. Because you just think God, oh, it's good, whatever, making that polarized view. But this is very key.
Yeah, and that's why
we define this and choose it.
You bet. That's why our power of choice is so important. And your power of choice is knowing that you're the God of you. So
yeah.
Important, because we are here to learn how our choice and focus affects the creation of energy, just like the people coming to my table.
Yep.
But we're so focused on why isn't it happening that we don't actually get to, oh my God, I'm not actually asking for what I want. I want people at my table. I want to make more money. So I have people at my table, and I am making more money. And then it shifted.
Yes.
You know,
and
people ask me all the time, yeah, It's so easy. And we're, a lot of us have been afraid of that easy because we've taught easy doesn't create, because we never practice with the easy. We were brought up for eons and eons and eons that, you know, you have to fight off the dinosaurs and the bears in order to survive. And yep. Our brains have to shift that around.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
next week, I'm going to try and remember to read this excerpt from James Comey's book, because it's exactly what I teach about spirituality in the brain. That if you have a belief system, your brain looks out into the world to find things that will substantiate that belief system. So you have to change your belief so your brain can start finding those things. And that's a
yeah.
process, guys. That's a process.
And it, and the what the what you see in the universe is so revealing to what you believe, you know?
Bingo. That
yep.
would be a big yes. So that means you have to be very conscious and aware of your thoughts and your feelings. And as soon as you start going into the toilet, like I did on the plane, I went, I want to know what this feeling of anxiety is about, because I intend to be peaceful and free. And as soon as I did that, it came in. But if I keep saying, I don't know, why am I so anxious? Why am I so anxious? That only gets me part way to where I have to be to bring the answer in. I've got to say what I want. I want to be free. I want the answer. I know what this anxiety is about. And then you go from the want to I am. But you got to know what you want first. And then you claim it, and then you get the answer. I'm going back to Deka. This is going to work for her. Okay, Paula, you got it. I get you got
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah,
boy,
thank you.
This is an amazing show, you guys. If you ever want a capsulation on the creation process, go back and listen to this show. Thank you, Paula, for bringing stuff in for us.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Eileen in New York. You're on.
Hi.
Hi,
all
darling.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Well, you know, I had the surgery, the cataract surgery on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I can see the what I'm experiencing in so many different ways. But the most important one that comes up for me is that the eye that's been operated on, I have perfect vision, but different. I'm not perfect in terms of reading, but perfect in terms of what I'm supposed to see. And the other eye hasn't been worked on, and so I can see it as, okay, this is where I'm going to, and this is what I'm preparing for, and that's where I was. You know, it's like seeing my past, seeing my future. And
okay.
And sometimes it really gets me upset. Because,
why?
Well, because
look, baby. They're saying, and you know, I love you, but sometimes it's just tough love. You're just looking for a reason to be upset. Stop it.
No, I don't know
no.
that I am. It's,
well, I'm in the channel, and the channel is saying they don't want to go any further until you hear this. You are,
okay.
You are, and you know, we've been emailing back and forth, and all this worry, you had so much worry, and it was a piece of cake, wasn't it? That's were your words to me. It was a piece of cake.
Yeah, I mean, essentially,
okay.
Yes.
Then why, no, it was a piece of cake. other than your worry about it, it was a piece of cake. So why then? You've already learned that creation is easy. Seeing is easy. Seeing clear is easy. So why are you going to go into a tailspin again? Why don't you just go, gosh, it was a piece of cake. It's going to be a piece of cake for my other eye. Wow, I'm free. Look how much more I can see.
Well, because there's an imbalance now, and I can only see, you know, the great stuff with my right eye and the left eye.
Yes, because you haven't had the other surgery yet.
Right.
When you have the other surgery, so just saying, just start saying, I see clearly now, and it's really easy, and get your the worry, guys, is the sin against your energy. It's wasted energy. Use your energy to know, Eileen, to know that this was a piece of cake, the other one's a piece of cake, it's all done, and you see clearly now. I see clearly, because that's what they represent, is you seeing clearly that you have nothing to worry about, that all is great and positive and beautiful and wonderful and easy. Okay?
Yes,
and
I'm also
that's what
thing
this is
never
all
saw
about.
Before.
Yes. Yeah, so celebrate, honey. Don't worry.
Yes.
Celebrate, okay?
Got it.
All right, thank you. Yes, you.
Thank
I getting that you got it. Oh, my goodness, look what we do. Just look what we do. We're going to Maryland and North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. I wanted to ask a little two pieces here. My Aunt Doris has transitioned, and I went to her funeral on Friday. And I wanted to kind of check in about her. Because,
well, my darling, the first thing the channel gave me when you said she made her transition was yippee and hallelujah. She was so ready to let this body go. Is that true?
I had hoped to hear this. So thank you for that.
I mean, she's like free, honey. Free from
we
this
celebrated.
Body. Well,
we had a beautiful service and we celebrated, and I'm so glad I went.
And that's what she wanted. But she's like, I don't know, she's laughing and she's having a great time being free. So
well,
celebrate that.
Journey, so
she was like, because she's, what I'm hearing is she was a real spitfire and this body was just holding her down and she was done with it. So good for you that you celebrated.
She was a dairy farmer's wife, and she really worked hard and was fun to be with, and I enjoyed her very much as a child. So send her my love for me, and I'll send it to
you. You bet. You can connect with them anytime, guys. You know that.
All right. I have one
more
piece.
We're all just energy. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. I have recently been notified by my clinic, health clinic, that they found something on an ultrasound, and they're wanting a biopsy of my uterus. And occasionally I'll have symptoms that feel like a heaviness that's pulling down on my uterus to the degree to where it almost feels like I'm carrying a bowling ball that's swinging between my legs. That's what it feels like.
Well,
so
that's no fun.
I was wondering if you could, yeah, really, tell me about it. So
well,
I
get this as a blessing that they found this, whatever it is. But you have a right to know why they want to do a biopsy.
They think it's some type of growth. The lining of the uterus is what they're wanting to take a piece of, and they're wanting to do several biopsies.
Uh-huh.
But the
I get that you need to go forward to do that, Marilyn.
Okay.
When I say it's life-threatening, I get a no.
Good.
But it is something that you need to address and take care of because you don't – well, these are the words I'm being given. you don't want that weight within you.
Okay. That's interesting. Thank you for that.
Yes. So what do you want? You want a body that is healthy and vibrant. Oh, and is it your grandmother or your aunt or somebody that passed? Who was it, darling?
My Aunt Doris.
Okay. Well, she's here. She's walking through all this with you. She wants you to know that.
Wow.
She's there. She is funny. She says, I know what it's like to have a body that isn't in full, like, swing, in full vitality, and you're going to feel a lot better after this, so let's get to it, and I'm here with you and walking through all this with you.
Well, I think I'm hesitant because I was thinking or feeling that I might have to have a hysterectomy, and I felt like that would have been something that I wanted to avoid.
Why? I'm just asking. I'm not judging.
Because of the hormones. I thought the hysterectomy would result in a deterioration or degeneration because of the lack of the hormones.
Well, they have healthy hormones that they can give you to replace those, you know. That's what the channel just keeps saying. They want you to be educated and get so that you have as much information as you can have to make an educated decision around this. You don't have all the information now, and so you're going off on all these tangents like I did with my situation with my mortgage. Guys, fear breeds more when you don't have the facts. So get your power and get all the information you can, and you're being guided toward the right thing, sweetheart. And then use your I Am presence. They want you to know it's about self-nurturing, that you should allow yourself. Well, let's just make a claim about it. So I am self-nurturing myself, and I am creating right now a healthy body through nurturing myself. Anything physically challenging around breasts or uterus or ovaries or anything is usually about self-nurturing, guys. How can I nurture and love myself and take care of myself more? Put myself first more. How can I do that? Okay.
Thank you for that. And
you bet.
The other thing I wanted to share was that you sent me an email about Parkinson's, and it was a couple of weeks ago when I was on your show, and around March 30th, you sent me an email. And I wanted to share what the body book said about Parkinson's for anybody else who's out there listening.
Sure. Now, this let me preface this by saying this is one of the things under Parkinson's in the body book. Okay, go ahead, Marilyn.
And the book said they have the complete conviction that all hell will break loose and everything will go to hell in a handbasket unless they personally, hands-on, determine the purpose, flow, and outcome of everything.
Okay, so
that's pretty dynamic.
Now let's talk about that for a minute, because that's going to confuse people. The channel wants to explain the difference, and I really don't know where we're going, and of course we're almost out of time. So because our work is based on we are the creation of everything. But there is a difference. I got it. There is a difference in, oh my God, the world is going to go to hell if I don't control everything. And the world is created, and the world is created so easily and joyfully when I choose to create it that way. You can feel the difference. And if I don't do it, we're going to hell. And when I just know, I live in heaven. See, we're the creation of our own heaven and hell. Right?
Right.
That was the highest understanding. I get a yes.
It's like you come from a new place. It comes from a new place.
Well, and a whole new perspective of knowing that we can create easily. And again, we're apprehensive about that because we've been taught the only way we can get what we want and need is through struggle. And
well,
I'm
shaking like a leaf right now with my Parkinson's on my right hand while I'm holding my phone. So something is activated for sure. So
okay,
that's where
they would like you to relax, Marilyn. Relax and stop fighting and create easily. Parkinson's is located in the brain, and which affects the nervous system. So the more we teach our brains to relax and create easily, that's got to affect the body chemistry of our brains so that it can redirect itself. That's what I'm getting. Do you understand?
Body chemicals in the brain. Okay, a balance.
Well, yeah, and knowing that everything is created easily, and you don't have to have your hands on everybody else's life and bullshit and mess. You just create yourself in an easy and effortless way. They do not like that word. They are really on me about that word. In an easy and joyful way. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Why are they picking on you about effortlessness?
Because that directs your brain toward effort.
Oh,
and they're saying they don't want us to focus on effort. They want us to focus on ease. So when I use the word effortless, I'm actually focusing on what I don't want. You got it?
Got it.
Okay. Wow, what a show. Thank you, guys. Thank you, darling, for bringing
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Look how we work together. You guys, we are amazing. We are, and this work is amazing, and this truth is amazing, and the sun just broke through in this beautiful paradise that I'm in. I'm just so full of love for all of you, and I, again, wish we had another hour, but until we do, remember, I am the creation of easy creation, and I love it. And until we meet again, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.